Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." As born-again Christians, we recognize that this is Jesus speaking to Adam. Paul would later identify the first created man as the first Adam, and Jesus, the Creator, incarnate as a man to die for our sins as the last Adam. And when Jesus rose from the dead after paying for the sins of the whole world and conquering sin and death by being raised bodily from the grave, Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 15:45, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." So because of Adam's sin, Jesus came to earth as a man in order to die for man's sins. That word incarnation refers to Jesus becoming a man, or incarnate. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines the word incarnate as, quote, "to clothe with flesh, to embody in flesh," end quote. The incarnation took Jesus, the God of heaven and second person of the Trinity, to earth as a little baby boy in the womb of the Virgin Mary, as God in human flesh, or the last Adam. And he came to die for sins, which was made necessary because the first Adam violated the one and only prohibition commanded in the Garden of Eden. That was it. One thing you couldn't do. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And of course, Adam did eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This brought the curse of sin on all of creation. Since that time, man has been conceived in sin and born with a sinful nature, in need of a new birth for forgiveness of sin and for eternal salvation. But many people have adopted a Luciferian belief system which says that when Jesus warned Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Jesus was the bad guy. These people reason that since the tree is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that Jesus was trying to keep Adam from gaining knowledge. Now, when I tell some people this, they find it hard to believe, but if you do a little research, you'll find that this is the idea at the heart of Freemasonry in the writings of Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall, the Mormon Temple Rites, and in the Book of Mormon itself, a fictional novel by Joseph Smith, the writings of Helena Blavatsky, and the entire New Age movement. But at the core of what these people get wrong is the motive behind the prohibition commanded by Jesus that Adam not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That commandment wasn't intended to keep Adam from knowledge, but from experiencing the result of sin. Jesus was protecting Adam's liberty to be free from sin. And that is the key to understanding Genesis 2:16 and 17. Adam was free to sin, but Jesus commanded Adam to not sin so that Adam could remain free from the effects of sin. Let's consider a simple illustration. My dad would tell me not to do something, and he'd say, "Greg, you can either listen to me and not do that, or you can do it anyway and find out the hard way that what I'm telling you is the truth." He would also call that the school of hard knocks. The knowledge spoken of in Genesis 2 is the find out the hard way of human history. It wasn't a liberation to learn and explore things as Luciferians describe it. Eating of that tree opened up the terrible, horrible consequences of sin, and mankind has been learning of the consequences of good and evil for nearly 6,000 years, and that knowledge of wars, murder, rape, assault, sexual sin, disease, famine, pestilence, and so forth has been too horrific for words. If man had listened to him in the first place, we would not be where we are in this wicked world of sin. But in spite of the fact that we brought this on ourselves, he came from heaven to the earth as a man to rescue us. And he promises that one day those who receive his payment of sin on their own behalf will one day have access to that tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden. Revelation 22, 2 and 3 says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him."